damn time. We're back again.
It only feels right that we continue the tradition of, you know, surprising people that we do shows every kind of week, maybe.
Only 11 minutes late tonight, folks.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm surprised.
11 minutes is a new record for us. If you are listening live, please don't hesitate to give us a call because tonight it is just me and my good friend Ty.
Hello.
Holding
all.
Down the studio for the first segment. It's me and you, Ty. Have we ever done a solo show together?
I think it's happened. I don't remember how crazy it got, but I do remember. I'm pretty sure we've done it once or twice.
But either way, yeah, it is the Ono Radio Show, and welcome to the Ono Radio
Show.
We've got a lot to talk about, and by a lot to talk about, I mean absolutely nothing on the agenda.
Yeah, I got nothing at all.
Tonight.
We should
nothing
probably,
on the agenda.
You should probably quit.
So that's why I'm asking for callers straight off the bat, by the way.
Seriously. Also, we should applaud Owen by actually giving the number out in the first segment.
I haven't given the number out yet.
Well, it's about...
It's about to happen, yeah. And that should be applauded after the fact. But if you do want to give us a call, you should dial
321
Again, as we always say, keep dialing 6 until you know you get us.
It won't hurt anything.
It won't do anything wrong, probably not. Unless you have one of those androids. I don't know how those things work. You never know.
Stupid robots.
Anyway, Ty, it is good to have you in studio, and it is good to do a Rona radio show,
even if it
is just the two of us. You know, it's been a long time since we've sat down and had a good chitty chat.
I will bring a guest soon. I'm stuffing my pockets with potential, and I'm.
Well, let's talk about what happened.
Putting my feelers out there.
Obviously, we kicked Travis out of the group. He's no longer welcome here.
I mean,
you don't cancel on me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I cancel on you. You know that was his first mistake.
Supposed to show up.
And here we are, you know. That's why we're 11 minutes late.
Didn't answer me earlier? I remember, just so everybody knows, I asked Owen much earlier in the day. I said, why is Travis gay? Why is he? And not in a homosexual way.
No, in a way that you mean, like, why is he bailing on us?
Which I'm also quoting on Waxing Lyrical there. I just wanted to
say enough. Fair enough. But no, I definitely think he would have been here if he could have, in all honesty. He just, some work stuff came up last minute.
Boo.
He got his schedule all wrong.
There's some sort of
Travis is, of course, not ousted from the group. He's a good friend of ours, and he'll be back, I'm sure, sometime soon.
That. He keeps flashing his flaccid willy around like it's, you know,
like it's something.
It's a shiny diamond or something.
What you saying that I flash his willy around, or
no,
that
he
flashes his willy around?
Just whips it out. Flashes. I'm like, all right, you got a wang, all right, man.
You think he's? What? I don't know. You do have beef with Travis, though, don't you?
Like,
in all honesty, he has beef with everybody.
You mentioned to me
last week that you think he's one of these guys that's like thinks he knows it all, thinks he's been there, yet he is young, yet he's
Did I say that? I didn't say that.
I think he said that.
I said, Travis does remind me of me.
He reminds you of you when you were how many years younger? Like 7, 8 years younger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does, though. It's funny, and it's also off-putting at the same
time. Does it make you think about you when you were young? Like, how you were? Were you a much different person?
Not a crazy different person. Maybe those are the things that bother me, though. I know what I would do differently, but I don't know.
No, seriously, this is an interesting conversation, and Travis, you know, will be a part of it next time.
I do
time,
like Travis,
you know.
Don't get me wrong.
But the fact
I don't got beef.
What reminds him of you, you know what I mean? Like, what is it just in specific?
Well,
is it just kind of the free-roaming lifestyle he has? I'm going to do a lot of drugs and be cool.
Did that a lot, yeah.
Yeah? Was that you? You were do a lot of drug, be cool guy?
Well, I was always trying to expand myself to the extent I could expand my, you know, I was.
You were trying to expand
I enjoyed
your
trying
consciousness.
Acid.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I was looking for that next trip all the time. And then I kind of, you know, you try everything at least once.
Yeah, there's no harm in that. There's no harm in that at all. I it's interesting, though. So you're basically almost vicariously seeing yourself grow up through a younger version of you, in a way.
It's weird. I can't. It's funny even saying it on the show because I can't really say shit about it, like, to him.
Yeah, but you can. Like, that's the whole point of our friendship.
And I also don't know him that well yet.
The radio show was that you can say anything about anything, except when it comes to jobs and making money. You know, I've got no shame in sharing any aspect of my personal life.
Yeah,
and I've kind of been that way since the origins of this show, which, by the way, if you did not know,
might have known.
We are on show number. I counted them up. I actually counted all the shows. Tonight, we are on show 144. Which means
about.
We are 6 episodes away from number 150.
That sounds, is that like that'll be next year?
It'll probably be around New Year's. Hopefully, the way schedules are lining up, I'm going to try and make it the grand return of Duncan and show 150, because how can you have a show 150 without our good friend Duncan?
Yeah.
It would only make sense.
Well, we can only hope.
We can only hope that happens, but it sounds about right with his time frame and when he should be home. So we'll try and work that out. But no, seriously, I want to do something special. Any ideas that you listeners have, even, to make the show better and to do something extravagant for the 150th. Ty, you're included in that, obviously. Duncan
what
is.
What should we do?
What should we do to really hit it out of the park? And,
I mean, 150 is a good number.
Make it an interesting show.
That's a good number for a podcast, my friend.
I missed 100, which is crazy. And most people that start podcasts, in all seriousness, don't make it past 35.
Yeah.
It's like a 20 to 30 sort of, you know,
right about
in there.
There.
And then they pack it in. To have gone as long as we have for 3.5-ish years now, as the Oh No Radio show, to have almost 150 episodes, it's awesome. I can't really believe it, especially with the complete lack of fan base that we have. But
I want to go back and listen to old stuff, too. Like, I haven't listened to much of the archive.
It is funny to go back and listen to.
Just because I'm curious.
We all
because I have plenty of backstory about it, but I have no actual reference, you know.
What do you mean, you have plenty of backstory?
Just from meeting people or other people being on the show that have been on the show.
Oh, and, right. Yeah, like previous guests and stuff.
Sure.
And I think we do. We need to start having some old friends back into the studio.
Well,
it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had the likes of even Kurt, who, you know, likes to railroad the show and take it over every time he's on. Becomes Kurt Cast.
I'll say it.
But, you know, there are other great ones. I mean, we've had, you know, Christian and a good friend, Adam. You know, they're always on together, and they're great. To have the Brit and the gay back would be awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe that is what we can do for the 150th episode, is we can gather back all our old friends and have a reunion of sorts.
Party.
A little pod party. So
yeah,
be looking for that in the near future, I suppose. Yeah, it's going to be,
I predict, late
on our schedule. It's probably going to be mid to late January. You're right. It's pretty much where it's going to be at. But that'll be here before we know it. And just like Christmas,
it's coming.
It's here. It's like,
so you don't go anywhere, do you? You stay here
for Christmas.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I will be probably going, if I'm not working, I will be driving down to my family in Tampa, because all my family is in Tampa
to
now.
To me, that's here, but yes.
But yes, I'm not hopping on an airplane. I have actually never done a Christmas in the UK other than, you know, after we have moved.
Oh.
I obviously did one when I was younger, but home is where Christmas is for my family, and family is kind of the home thing, so it all, you know, that's what we do. We always, you know, find the central house. We all get stupid drunk and jolly and open a bunch of gifts one should have bought, no one really wanted. And, everyone drinks.
Yeah.
But the Butler Christmas gathering, my mom has sherry going from, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. She, you know, she'll put it in the cupboard on Christmas morning. You know, she'll have that like secret glass, like while she's cooking. She does that, and then she also drinks with the rest of us, where she's drinking the.
I mean, I got the
mimosas. So we call them Buck's Fizz.
We start with the Bloody Marys. We do. We'll
we start
do
with
it.
Buck's Fizz, which is basically a mimosa. It's the same thing. Oh, okay. We just call it Buck's Fizz. We start with the Buck's Fizz, and then it goes to.
You call a mimosa Buck's Fizz, really?
Yeah, it's the British name, Buck's Fizz.
It makes me smile.
Yeah, it's such a cool name, right? I don't know. I think it's better than mimosa. Call in. Weigh in on that subject. If you like mimosa or Buck's Fizz.
I mean, I guess I'd order a Buck's Fizz. Sure.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Send me a Buck's Fizz like over here.
Send me a Buck's Fizz. It sounds so fancy.
Give me that sparkly drink.
But no, it would go from a typical Christmas day is you wake up late, you get a Buck's Fizz or a mimosa, and then you sit down. And everyone, you separate the presents. So all the presents are underneath the tree, right? And then you start separating them out.
We have a designated hander outer.
It's usually the youngest person there. And it was for me, because I'm the youngest sibling. It was for me for years and far older than it really should have been. And it used to kind of piss me off. But hey, whatever. It's part of Christmas.
I'll help out.
You dish out the presents. But you're all drinking. We all drink our shit as we're opening the presents. And we do that. But we made it very clear that we always open the presents before breakfast. Because right after them presents, it goes to awesome mom-cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
Then it goes to more drinking.
I have drastically different experiences. It depends.
What's your Christmas like?
Well, if most of the time for the last many years, I go to my grandparents for Christmas. Like, we end up at my grandma's house.
See, my parents never did that. And you know why? I have to say something real quick, though.
Yeah.
My parents never did the whole, we're going to take our family to other houses, because my dad had that as a kid and he absolutely despised it. He would have to basically, he would get like the hour in the morning and then be toted around to 800,000, you know, other people's houses and not be able to play with his shit or, you know, enjoy Christmas. He just felt like he was being toted around everywhere. He made the point to not do that with us.
I mean, it's not terrible with us.
Did you feel like that?
Well, we had to drive a good way to get, like, we were in Wisconsin, they lived in South Dakota. So it's like it's a day trip to get there.
Right. 8 hour car drive.
8 hour, 10 hour, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I love my grandparents and I like hanging out there, but it's not as loose as if if my grandparents were involved, the rest of my family would love to drink all day and probably get worse than that. But
but you have to play by grandma's rules to a degree.
So it's a very kind of mild, but it's so Midwest, man. It's like the, I don't know. I wish I had a still photograph to like really capture what perfect Midwestness it is.
Yeah, I would like to experience Midwest life in general.
But we eat quite well.
You eat well. Yeah. I mean, you're all corn fed, motherfuckers.
Well, all sorts of fed.
You're
lots
all
of meat,
corn and cheese.
Cheese. Give me
lots
that corn.
Of cheese. But is it stereotypically like the Midwest? It's all just small towns, right? It's
kind of, sort of. I mean, I came from a 30,000 to 50,000 now.
So. Right, right. But it would be equivalent in a sense, though, to like for a Brit, for instance, like kind of growing up in like villages instead of like cities. Like I'm talking like your smaller,
more like that.
I think that's what I'm trying to get to, and it's you know everyone, right?
Well, kind of.
Pretty much.
I graduated a class of 650 or something like that, so it was big. It was a big class, but at the same time.
Thanks.
You want it closer?
No, you need to get up on that mic.
I sound loud.
Yeah, you think you sound loud?
At least in
your levels aren't indicating that you're loud, but it might
shoot,
be.
Girl,
it might be
get up
your,
on that shit.
It might be your, you know, just your baritone-y. You know. I like how you did. you were making fun of my beer, which obviously every time you come around, you drink my beer.
Most
so
of the time, it's
how
true.
How dare you to come into my house and make fun of my beer, which
just,
is
I
which
felt
is
like
Budweiser.
I had to get a bit more Merca.
But you're saying that Busch is a more American beer than Budweiser, sir.
Clear and bright as mountain air. I mean, it says it on the can.
It says it on the can.
It's
so it must be. You know what this one says? It's the king of beers. That's what mine says. Is yours the king? What's beyond king? I mean, is there something? Is there a beyond king?
Can we go Jesus?
I mean, I guess you go
people.
God at that point,
yeah.
Right? God's
some demigod. God.
God. King. Is king next in the line next to God? I don't know. Is
it, the Busch God beer.
The Busch God beer.
It's about to take over.
We really don't have anything to talk about tonight, do we? By the way, if you were calling and I missed it, the phone line is now open, so you can.
Ah, so you did screw up while trying to be. Wow. Was...
No, I tell you what, the Skype has been open the whole time. The fader for the noise, like, I won't see it because it's behind me. The monitor's behind me.
Sometimes I notice things, but.
That has happened in the past plenty of times where I've not had the fader up so that I could receive the call and know that I didn't hear the.
Somebody calling us?
I really want that noise to happen now. But now, at least the fader is up, so I will notice the phone call and we will promise to answer it. But I don't know if you caught any of it, Ty, but our friend Mark has a new radio show.
I did catch some of it. I was harping on it earlier.
He cited me as one of his influences in, you know, starting his radio show. So I feel very honored, and I was able to call into said radio show today, which is it's called Waxing Lyrical. I know he has a Podbean account. I haven't been able to find it, so.
It is out there somewhere.
But it is out there somewhere. And what I can tell you, the easiest way to find it and get in touch with Mark and to listen to that show is to join his Facebook at Waxing Lyrical. It's actually, I found it pretty entertaining. Yeah. You heard some of it today?
I caught the end of the show and I was into it. It did kind of remind me of like slightly grown up British version of us.
It's a grown-up British version of us, and I think,
but
it still with a
had
little
its
bit
own
more
originality,
like
but
gearhead. I mean, they're more into, you know, motorcycles and engines and cars and that type of thing. I think they're more manly than us. They're more manly.
My
than
truck's
we'll
awesome.
Be.
I'm just saying.
Your truck is pretty manly.
Got the tree fitted.
One of the things I talked to them about very briefly when I had a phone, I called in, and one of the things we talked about was. Well, the long and short of it, it was mainly about male grooming.
Oh,
and
let's talk about this. I recently was grooming.
Were you?
I had let it go for a while. It was
what?
Getting...
What is your choice weapon?
Choice weapon when grooming?
Yeah, when grooming.
Do
you go straight for the Bic, or do you go, or do you go with like the trimmer?
The trimmer.
All right, I'm a trimmer guy. Now,
Bic sounds like a terrible idea.
Have you ever done the completely bald?
No, fuck that.
Never. Ever once. Just to see what it was.
No.
Did once. And I was explaining to them on Waxing Lyrical how absolutely... It was fine the first day, but it's that next day when you wake up...
Got the itch.
Oh my God.
The itchy.
There are visible prickles that you can see that it is... It's unbearable. I mean, and it really, truly is. I did this when I was like maybe 18, 19, thinking it would make me more sexy, but it makes your dick look huge. I mean, you're really impressed with yourself, you know.
Just
at least.
Trimming is, I mean, it's great.
Oh, it helps for sure.
I took it
sure.
out of the garage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that extra inch and a half. Where's that been hiding? Yeah, look at you.
I can see my bumper. Shit.
But yeah, you've never really truly experienced the itch on the itchy
still
crotch.
It's still even if you use the trimmer like without a guard of some sort. It's,
oh, you go that low?
I'll get right down to the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I do kind of I do a skim trim, as I like to call
skim
it.
Skim trim.
It's kind of where you guesstimate the amount of, you know, space, and you just kind of hold out the hair, and you do kind of a buzz pass, and you kind of just...
That's what I do on my nuts, because the balls are way too hard.
Yeah?
I will say it for all men. Balls are difficult. Who wants to trim their nuts? It's tough.
Was it me and you having this conversation?
I think we talked about it.
Yeah. Well, you said basically that you will tend to your, you know... your nether regions, but you'll you know, execute grooming on the shaft, but you won't necessarily
not
move it. Now, is it just like the wrinkliness of the balls, like you're gonna get the snag of the trimmer? Have you
I've snagged before. I don't ever want to snag again.
I don't really like snagging.
But I've done it at least 3 times.
I've done it about that amount. I would guess that is a
and
fair
and you
amount.
Bleed and you're like, oh man, I'm bleeding out my nuts.
Oh, we lost a channel. 1 second. We got it. Hey, yell. We got it back.
What? I'm in stereo.
Stereo, bitches. But no, so your balls are basically like a goatee.
It's a little goatee action. I you know, ladies, I love you that want to put nuts in your mouth, and I applaud you.
We all will appreciate a female that will put the testicles in the mouth.
It tickles me. It distracts me more than it pleases me. It's like, ooh.
You'd rather energy be focused otherwise. Exactly. That's what you're, I think, saying.
Yeah. They're there.
I can see that.
They're the wise watchers of the shaft. You know, they hang out back there and then they...
they're just in it for the finish.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, they're in it for the rocket launch.
Yep.
I just said rocket launch. Speaking of rocket launches.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Orlando, Florida, we had something really interesting happen the other day.
It wasn't in Orlando, but...
Wasn't it? Where did the fucking thing take off? I thought we
it
saw
still
the...
It took off.
I heard people... I thought it took off from Kennedy.
Yeah, that's not in Orlando.
Kennedy Space Center.
It's not in Orlando.
That's close enough. It's goddamn fucking Titusville. It's Cocoa Beach. It's all Cocoa Beach, Orlando, Titusville.
You
could
see
the same.
It pretty good, though.
Central Florida. But no, yeah, we could see it really well from here. I didn't actually see it. I missed it, but I heard a lot about it and saw some footage of it. But we had the SpaceX launch.
Which I know nothing about. What is this?
SpaceX is, I believe, who's it funded by? I think it's funded by, it's Elon Musk. It's the same guy that's doing the Tesla, I think. I think it's that guy.
What's he doing?
Maybe I'm going to have to look this one up.
What did he put in space?
His just whole thing is whatever. I might be wrong about him, but I know the SpaceX program in general, I think, is geared towards, you know, replacing, you know, NASA. And since they're not doing anything.
I don't know if it's replacing NASA. But...
Well, it's certainly bearing a lot of, you know, the burden of what NASA's, you know, job is.
But it's a privately owned company.
It's a privately owned company, and that makes it, you know, interesting that here we are, you know, at Kennedy Space Center. You know, a private company is renting out the ability to use their, you know, their air pad to launch their own fucking missile, you know, whatever, rocket into space. But no, I think he's really geared towards space tourism, just like Richard Branson is.
Yeah.
And SpaceX is said to be...
I was saying it the other day, man. I really think in our lifetime we can all get a little trip into space and check it out.
I would love it. I would love nothing more, man. I really hope that happens. And I just...
Like, I want to fly to Australia but go through space a little bit.
Exactly. I don't need to be up there for 6 months on a Mars base or anything. No. I just need to see... I want to be able to see the Earth.
Yeah, I want to
from
see that
outside
shit.
Of the Earth. You know, I want to be able to see.
And going skydiving is awesome. And you get up there.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah,
I've never skydived.
It was awesome. I want to go again.
No, it'd be something I'd be really into. Actually, I would love to. I would love to take that. You know, that journey. I think. Obviously, you scared as fuck the first time. Like,
I mean, you get your anxiety. I wasn't scared to do it. You get up there, and right before you go, of course you're going to have a little anxiety.
And you did it tandem, right?
You have
to. First time,
yeah.
You have to, yeah.
But really, you don't notice that dude, really. No. Even when the chute pulls, it's like, yeah, he's
on
my back.
Okay, so you're on the bottom of him. Like, you're getting ass raped on the way down, not him.
Right.
You're not doing ass raping.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you still don't really feel any.
You still don't really feel the ass raping.
Yeah. Not until you land, which there's a little ass rape.
And then there's a little ass rapey at the end.
And that's okay.
Is this the first funny conversation we've had all show? I don't know what's going on.
Sometimes you get ass raped.
We have talked about absolutely nothing this entire time. You realize that? We're getting good at this whole fucking nonsense podcast thing. I think we're... Seriously, do you have anything interesting from your week or anything? I mean, I don't know. I don't really have much, I'd be honest, you know?
No, I mean... I don't know if you're saving this, but Nelson, you got to like mention
it. I did want to mention
it. Got to mention it.
Here's basically the long and short of it. We know Nelson Mandela is dead. By the time you hear this podcast, you will have heard it 6,000 times on every media network.
That's why it's not.
What I'm here to say is that Nelson Mandela wasn't a great man earlier in his life. And Nelson Mandela was not only friends with dictators that were basically terrorist, you know, dictators, but he, Nelson Mandela did not condone violence. My point is he was very clear on his opinions that if violence needed to happen, that he was okay with that. He was okay.
But that might not have been the way he left.
He was a member
Earlier on, yes.
He was a member of a communist party. It was an African communist party.
You scared of the Reds?
A little bit. But I'm not saying that that's the issue. What I'm saying is that I don't think many people understand what happened with Nelson Mandela in his lifetime and how he's a very controversial figure.
Well, you know, he's also a reggae star, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. He wrote Buffalo Soldier, right?
Dude, Nelson Mandela, he's got that hard patois, you know, he's...
Oh man, I wish my internet was quicker because I do want to pull up Bob Marley right now for that. I really do.
You mean Nelson Mandela Marley?
Nelson Mandela Marley?
He got adopted into the family.
See, I always thought he was God. I thought he was. I mean, he's in all those movies where he plays God. I thought he might. I thought he might be. You know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
He's got all those warts on his face, and
he was in Shawshank.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. That guy, the one with the guy that makes all the silly faces. Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey. He's in one of those. Isn't he in one of those? Isn't he?
Nature Calls.
He's the one that talks about penguins all the time.
That what?
Nelson Mandela loved penguins.
I thought that was Jim Carrey. Nelson Mandela loved penguins. I believe you.
I think that is actually a true statement that Nelson Mandela loved penguins.
He hung out with penguins. He was like a, you know, foster dad for aborted penguin fetuses. He raised them.
He did that all while he was in jail at...
he was in jail for a long time.
He was in jail for a long time. So he met a lot of penguins.
Yeah, a lot of aborted fetus. I mean, they weren't penguins yet, but...
But they were going to be penguins.
They were, yeah.
And he was really supportive of their cause, you know? He was... And, like, he was really big about skin cancer, and he was really big about sunscreen, you know?
Gotta have that high SPF.
You need to have high SPF. You're gonna get in trouble.
Might as well put on 60 at least. I mean,
now I think he was.
Oh, it's my Nelson.
It's fucking Nelson.
What? Let the black man be free.
Have plenty of moles for me.
I got the mole on my chin. Your dance is head.
Nelson Mandela. What's his name? This guy's awesome. Nelson Mandela was a good... He made a lot of good music.
it was mostly like this.
It was pretty much like this, right? I mean, this is, I think, my favorite of his hits.
Dude, Nelson spoke the truth. He inspired a whole generation.
He did. He really did. You know, I think...
Jamaica won its independence from Nelson Mandela.
There wouldn't be any penguins in Jamaica without Nelson Mandela. You
know? I know.
Thank God for Nelson Mandela.
We applaud you. Well done, Nelson.
So that's what happened in the news.
He had a good life.
Yep. I like how my notepad, you know what it says about Nelson Mandela on my notepad? These are my notes for the show, to things, you know, not forget to talk about.
What is
Nelson that? Mandela might have been a piece of shit. Yeah. So there's that.
You guys
can form your own opinion. You can look him up. All I'm going to tell you that is I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the next couple of days. I think there's going to be a lot of people
happens.
On the internet, and I think there's going to be a lot of people out there that are agreeing with that statement, and not necessarily. I feel like there might be a bit too much praise for somebody that you need to also recognize sins as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Just make
your own opinion. I don't want to convince anybody either way.
I mean, he might have liked child pornography, but we don't really know.
But we do know he made good music, yeah. And we know he liked penguins.
It's true.
And he made...
That makes me smile.
He was very excellent at voiceovers.
He could narrate anything, and we would be entertained by it.
And he supported mole removal. He supported the removal of mole removal people.
Exactly. He wanted mole reform.
He wanted mole reform.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, no, stand up for your moles.
You know, he was trying to take over Moleskine, the copyright for Moleskine.
Totally, and make books out of his moles.
But it was tough to do. Moleskine's been around for a
while.
There
wouldn't be Moleskine, though, without Nelson Mandela and his penguins.
It's true. The penguins, actually, probably.
Is it time for break?
I don't know.
Is it? Because it feels like it is.
I want to smoke.
I feel like it's about that time.
Nelson Mandela died in Africa. I don't know if he actually died there.
I'm pretty sure he probably did. Probably. Well, that's his thing. He was the first black South African president.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure us British had something going on there, right? Didn't we fuck them up for a while?
Yeah. That's why they still talk like that a little little bit.
I'm pretty sure we did that. Us Brits did that kind of everywhere.
They have their other speak though. Man, I forget what it's called, but it's awesome.
Nairobi.
No.
That's the name of a country.
I
don't think that's right at all.
Yeah, you're totally wrong.
I think that's
a
truthful statement. Well, I mean, we all know about the penguins.
Congo? The Congo penguins.
Totally. Great. I've thought about adopting one. In all seriousness, did you know...
I would adopt a Congo penguin.
I would adopt any penguin.
Well,
did you know that
adopting.
Most penguins don't like the cold? Like, they're not...
They're pissed off about it. They're like, why do we have to be down here all the time?
They're not even there. They're in the hot places. There are more penguins in hot places and tropical climates than there are in cold ones.
There are?
There are. That's a true statement.
Where
That's
are they
fact.
Hanging around in the tropics?
They're in Galapagos.
You don't know that. You Galapagos yourself.
They're there, and they're...
Darwin's in Galapagos.
No, they're in Chile.
Well, Chile's down there, you know, that makes sense.
I thought you were going to make the Chile is cold.
Chile is coming. I'm excited about Chile.
I thought you were going to say, not only are you getting chili that my wife ordered for you through doorstep delivery. By the way, didn't she take a remarkably long amount of time to order food?
Sometimes you got to order your food.
How long do you think that was? That was at least 20 minutes of browsing through menus.
Yeah.
It was at least 20 minutes.
But she seemed pretty happy about what she decided upon.
She didn't ever decide. She basically just bought both the things because she couldn't decide what she was going to get.
You think that's why she got them both?
She definitely totally did that. You ask her, she'll tell you again.
I thought she just wanted them both.
Well, now she's going to have one for work tomorrow, but she'll eat a bit of both, I'm sure. How long does it take you to go through a menu?
I look, then I know it's delicious.
Give me the thing that they have. Do that.
Yeah. Give me the delicious thing. That's what I want.
Yeah, just get it over with. And even if you can't decide, you'll just, all right, just give me that one. You know what I mean? You'll eventually get to the point where you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick of tired of fucking arguing in my own head of what I think might be better. I just want one of them. I'm hungry. Give me that one, you know? Women don't have that. They don't have that one. They don't have that.
I can be indecisive, I understand, but I still, there's a line that's drawn. It's like,
I'm pretty indecisive when it comes to playing music. You ever go through that?
Sometimes. It depends on the company I'm keeping, really.
But you're just like, even if it's just by yourself, you just end up flipping through iTunes that, you know, all these songs. You love every single one of these songs. You wouldn't have put them on your fucking phone if you didn't like them. You just... Nah, not today.
I do.
You go through that?
But I have a lot of new stuff that I have to get through at the same time, so I always have something I can put in front of me.
That is interesting. I mean, you do have that thing because you download a lot of music and you're more current on new shit that's out there than I am, I'll say that. But do you feel it's like a chore sometimes to go through
a little bit.
And listen and keep up with it all?
Not everything is good. But there is a surprising amount of good music that you wouldn't exactly think about right away. You know, that comes out every year. Stuff that we're not necessarily first name familiar with. But
where do you find your music? In all seriousness. I know you have your friend base that you collect.
I do have
from.
Like... Between me and a couple people, we bounce a lot of music between each other.
Share it off with each other.
But a lot of us, we all look at different music blogs, different...
So it's coming from that. It's coming from a more music blog, like...
I mean, music blogs are... there's definitely good sites out there to check out.
Give me one, seriously.
There's... I don't want to give away all my sources.
Yeah, give us one. Give us one little secret, Ty. I mean, for the folks.
A lot of stuff too is to this like thing. Come on. They're like P2P file sharing like little networks that you have to get invited into and shit.
They're for the elite.
But I don't really rely on that much. But I'll still find the occasional delicious. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm not giving you
fair
my
enough,
secrets.
Fair enough. I won't prod anymore. We are coming up on break, but before we do, I will say that there was something that I wanted to discuss with you because I feel like a band that all of us has heard for many years. We've only heard the one song. It's this band that we all know, Europe. The Final Countdown.
Okay.
All right. I feel like there's a very unjust thing going on with Europe because they have so many more amazing songs.
Okay.
And I feel like it's something that we need to discuss on the show because I'm torn up. I mean, I love The Final Countdown. It is what a tremendous epic song.
Still a good song.
What a song.
You can't dismiss The Final Countdown.
Most of the American public have never heard Danger on the track.
I've heard this song. That's on the same album.
It is on the same album.
Aw, shit.
But just listen to the power of this tune, okay? All right, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, my titties.
Fuck.
My nipples got hurt.
Heading for the mountains.
I'm rocking.
Someone was waiting in the shadows of the night. Someone was waiting. It just didn't.
It's been at least 5 years since I've heard this.
When I think about what he's singing about right there,
I didn't want you to stop.
Is he talking about rapists? Is this a rape? Is this?
Is he talking about raping?
Is he the rapist? I don't know. Let's continue to listen. I'm not quite sure the message completely.
It's in Europe.
And that was so right. That's a pretty tasty solo, though.
You feel like raping when you listen to it?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie.
It's not something I feel like doing a lot, but listening to the song, I think they're telling me to rape.
I think it gets my rape juices flowing a little more than they usually would.
Hey,
I'm not
going to... Hey, Ty, go out and, you know, just rape a little.
If you're in the... You know, they're not necessarily really forcing it, but they're saying if the opportunity presents...
They wouldn't frown upon it. Right?
Do the rape.
You know, just go and rape it up.
Can we form a band to cover this song?
Yes.
For the sole reason of covering this song?
Yes. And we'll call it...
Breakdown.
Oh. I'm going to play that right there.
Right there.
That key? But I'll be playing my guitar solo too.
You're going to do it on a guitar. Oh, this is you right here. This is totally you.
Oh my God.
Your tongue's gonna be flapping out of your face.
Oh. My hair will be 3 feet longer, too.
You're gonna be wearing bedazzled purple suspenders.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's my vision. That's my
vision.
Can't
wait to wear those.
I know. Your hair's gonna be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, huge. We're talking bigger than David Bowie and Labyrinth.
It's going to be quite large.
Huge.
And disgusting, but beautiful.
So, yeah. I mean, there's this song that is probably one of the best songs you'll ever hear. But there is also a little song off the same album again called Ninja.
Ninja. Ninja. Rock. Ninja. Ninja. Rock.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm finding it.
It's from the Three Ninjas. I was doing it.
You know when I go to the computer, Ty, and I'm typing things in, and it looks like I can't go back to the microphone? That's when you usually should talk and fill in for me, man.
I was ninja rapping.
You were?
Because it reminded me of Three Ninjas. You remember that movie with those kids? They were ninjas.
Didn't see it. Listen. This is Ninja. I got it. Okay.
I've definitely heard this, too. Yeah. This is...
Solid track. So let's give Europe our their due.
Dude, is Europe still together?
They should be. If not, we're going to do
die?
An Ono radio show. Remember that show, VH1 Reunion? We're going to do an Ono radio show reunion of Europe.
Yes.
We're going to track them down and force them to...
play a show. It'll be at like a county fair in front of like 40 people.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'll be amazing.
We're gonna make out like Ono radio show's a big deal, and they're gonna come to one of our events, and then they're gonna play it.
It's gonna be a roller derby.
It's gonna be at the roller derby ring. Yeah. But listen to this.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty sure it's the best thing we've ever played on the show. I mean...
don't turn it off.
Okay, fine. You know, I mean...
Thank you.
That's fine if we keep it going in the background. But we do need to have Europe, you know. I think they're the official band of the Ono radio show.
I'm glad I'm here for that indoctrination.
Very well spoken. I feel like aren't they Swedish? We're gonna have to fucking, man, it's gonna be expensive tracking down fucking Europe. They're all old.
It's going to be a trip.
They're all old IT programmers. One of them works for IKEA, you know.
Yep. But he goes to different IKEAs.
Yeah.
Travels the world.
It's the one that plays the solo in Final Countdown, and he does it every day on the hour at,
that would be amazing.
If I was the guitarist from Europe, I would be at IKEA playing the solo for the Final Countdown.
They'll play it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
IKEA is loyal.
I mean, they stand by their people.
If they are Swedes.
He's living off the meatballs. He's fat as fuck. He's got meatloaf, meatballs, and maybe meatloaf's there too. I don't know.
I love meatloaf.
I don't know what he's doing lately.
I mean actual meatloaf. Nothing.
I like meatloaf and the band and him.
He's okay, but I just want to eat some meatloaf.
You just want meatloaf, don't you?
I won't put ketchup on it. No.
You haven't stolen all my cheese lately because I haven't had much cheese.
I was going
to
say, if you had cheese to steal, I'd probably get down on that.
I know you would. You are a cheese stealing motherfucker.
Why haven't you had cheese?
Maybe, you know.
A little poor?
Little poro. Maybe you need some donations.
Oh, could use
from
some
our
donations.
Listeners. That would be nice. If you guys do have an extra dime to share, please, anything
Owen
does help.
Owen needs it
help.
For cheese, which I will also eat.
Yeah, it's kind of like the cheese fund.
Right. Slash alcohol.
Slash alcohol.
Cheese.
Slash get the Skype thing working.
Skype with the phone numbers.
With the phone numbers and the websites and all that nonsense. But if you want to do that, you can go to onoradioshow.com. That's onoradioshow.com. And up on there, can find the little donate link. Yeah. There's a thing that goes straight to our PayPal. It's instant. You can use any major credit card.
It's very easy and convenient.
I suggest, a minimum donation of $20.
That's what you suggest?
But you don't ever stop there.
No,
you
just because he's saying 20, I'm gonna go 50. You guys,
50?
You should
you
probably
think should be the new minimum is 50.
Why not just
donate
50?
That's about right. 50. If you've got 100, 200, couple thousand,
we're
whatever,
okay with that.
Whatever you got.
50 is classy, but then you're getting crazy.
They don't need the money. We need it.
Yeah, you might as well.
That's the way
be crazy
I see
with
it.
Us.
I see that we need the money more than them, so they should give their money to us.
I agree.
I think that's the way it needs to work, and I think you guys need to start abiding in paying me to do this for a fucking living, because I'm obviously goddamn great at it.
And I'll make you an omelet. I'll just send it to you, ground mail.
Exactly.
Omelet.
And I need more beer, man. I can't support this habit myself. You guys have to fucking hop in. You guys have to hop in eventually.
I brought some Bush. Get down on it.
Ty, is it time for break?
Time for a quick
little breaky break. I'm going to go back to the stuff I was playing before we started
not
the show,
Europe?
Just because you liked it.
More Europe?
No, not more Europe. This is a band I think we both like. It's actually Black Joe Lewis.
Oh, give me that.
And the Honey Bears. I think that's good break time music for us. Ty, what do you think? 20 minute break?
Yeah,
come back,
we'll be
do
back.
A show? Something
we'll
like
be
that?
Back.
I feel
good.
Like we might have guests when we come back.
It's possible. I think one of them vibrated my nuts earlier.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. We'll see you in about 20 minutes. And if you do want to call in, join the show, remember that you can give us a call at
321 332 0186.
We love you, bitches. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back. come in my studio and it automatically assumed that I'm doing my job incorrectly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the second segment of the Oh No Radio Show. You guys basically were just asking if I was recording the show, weren't you?
Actually, I was saying something about your hair.
Were you?
It's fabulous. Looks luxurious.
All I'm saying is that you guys are assholes.
I don't know if they did, but I did.
And we are back, though. It is the second segment. Oh, God.
We have some people that have camped out in the studio.
I'm back, bitches!
Aw, damn.
Man, let me get to your fucking introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it's me.
He's trying.
Oh, and it's Ty here as well. Of course, we've got Bubble back.
We got some bubble action.
We got some bubbles. Katie Bubbles in the house.
Sitting on the couch over here. Yeah.
And the man that basically destroyed show number 142, I think it was.
It might have been two. That sounds about
142,
right.
Yeah. You know? So yeah,
I enjoy a little destruction.
I
know
don't
how it
waits for introductions.
It fucks up his night, but I thought it was fabulous.
You know, I am quite fabulous, so fuck it, I don't care.
I do love me some Ian. I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, you've admitted that you were a complete douchebag.
I'm not gonna lie. That night on shit that was show. Ridiculous. Like seriously.
Yeah, you were drunk as fuck.
Oh God!
You wandered into my home,
dude. I had just left. Listen to me.
Sorry.
Okay, I get it. I was drunk as fuck. I had just left a goddamn wedding, right?
Yeah.
And they had Long Islands, and they had champagne, and people kept leaving the bottles on the table, and I was drinking them. And
somebody has to drink it.
Seriously. So, and then I showed up here and I had to later on that night go do some work. Like, I had to take care of some serious shit, but I was fucking wasted.
You shouldn't have been driving.
Well, seriously, no. I mean, you're right. Probably. At that point, no, I should not have been. However, I do remember getting into the 26-foot box truck to go pick up stuff I remember peeing in the parking lot before I got the truck.
Sometimes you gotta pee.
I had to pee. But at that point, I do remember it. So at that point, come on. If you remember it, you're sober enough. So really, I was good to go.
No, I get it. It's...
But at that point, when I got here,
happens.
No, I'm not going to lie.
You were a douchebag.
But
I've also never heard a more threatening...
Oh, God, threatening sexual advance, I guess I would term it.
Basically,
let me guess.
You've got a gay man, that's a friend, and he's coming at you. But
I don't even have to guess what the threat is. I'm pretty sure
I know exactly what it is.
Did you want to rape Owen?
No. I'm pretty sure that night
you were here, Ty.
Yeah, I'm sure I was.
I'm pretty sure that night Owen said something to me, and in a very threatening manner, I said to him, "I was like, I will suck your dick."
I think I heard it.
Did I hear that?
I will suck your dick off. It will be gone. When I am done with you, you will have no more dick. There will be no more dick sucked. I am the last of the dick suckers. I will suck your dick in your soul from
That's flattering, isn't it?
I suppose.
He wants to suck your dick to oblivion.
But
man,
seriously, who uses "I'm going to suck your dick" as a threat? Apparently me.
Yeah. You did that.
That's your thing.
And I'm good at that, apparently. Yeah. So. But I had to actually go back and listen. I had to go back and listen to the show.
Katie couldn't say that. It'd be weird if Katie said it. We'd all go,
"Oh." Yeah, it would be weird if I said that.
Ooh, I was apparently very, 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 very threatening with it. So, you know.
Yeah, see.
But no, seriously, I went back and listened to the show and I was like, "Oh, wow."
Yeah, well, all that did happen.
I see it. I didn't remember jack shit from that. Are you kidding me?
You gay men though. You're so just forward in your advances. I mean, you get drunk. You're telling me you're gonna force my dick down your throat. I don't know what's going on.
No, seriously, I don't think it's that. I think it's It was egotisticalness at that time.
Oh,
I was drunk.
I kind of like that it is that way around.
I was drunk.
I mean, I would have.
It's okay.
At least you didn't try and put your dick in my mouth.
Well, I'm respectful sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
You know.
You're still proud of yourself.
That there are lines that you can cross and lines you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes, I will suck your dick. But I will not force my dick down your throat. I am angry and drunk. But yeah.
But
is that how it goes?
But then I went on to my job.
Is that how you know you're real friends?
Yeah, that's how we know me and Ian. That's how I know that I still like
him. I fucking love Owen.
You have a kinship, and it comes from sucking dick threats.
Pretty much. Like he calls me in the middle of the night sometimes. He's like, don't you dare. I will suck. I will come over and I will suck your dick.
You won't even have a dick.
That night was just a hot mess, and you were
pretty fucked up.
But honestly, it clearly was. Was it entertaining to people? I'm sure it probably was
a little bit.
I'll give it to
the gay homo. The gay homo.
I feel like you came in like Kramer and Seinfeld, like just busted right in.
It's a little Kramer.
You did get a chance to see me get really angry.
Well, I didn't remember seeing it, so technically I didn't.
Oh, I did get pretty mad. Oh,
I
remember being like, "Why are you all mad?"
Ooh, I got all fired.
I mean, I heard us go to break.
You fired me up. I was forced to go to break. And thank God Katie was here because Sexy's third segment happened.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Yeah,
we at least made it through the rest of the show.
Yeah, and I remember reading the description and somebody gets kicked off, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yep.
You should have said a hot mess gets kicked off is what it should have said.
Should that be your radio name? Hot mess.
Hot mess. I'd be down for hot mess.
Hot mess. All right.
He's claiming it.
You're claiming it.
Proof of concept.
Like That's fine.
Tall Ty Bubbles hot mess.
I got ginger bit.
Why is my cat biting you?
I was just loving her.
No, you can't love. You must have loved her too much.
I might have loved her too much.
You loved her in the wrong spot, man.
I was just rubbing that.
What were we talking about in the first segment that these guys missed?
Yeah, seriously.
Because they're really out of the loop of the way this show was.
I don't know if there's a real loop of our...
No? I feel like there was. I feel like we had a loop going on there. I feel like we had a lot of good conversations about...
I mean, we did the Nelson Mandela
ghost. Yeah, they totally missed out
Jamaica
on...
Jamaica style.
He's dead. Okay.
And he loved penguins.
He loved reggae and penguins.
Okay, penguins and reggae.
He loved penguins. Okay, all right. I was also saying, and maybe you guys can, you know, chirp in on this. Penguin joke. most of the penguins don't live in cold climates. They live in warmer tropical climates.
I think
you know this.
You're full of shit.
No,
I'm totally right about this. Someone fucking validate me.
I got nothing to back you up, son.
I mean, really? Because
they hang out. They hang out in Antarctica, and you know, it blizzards on them for a long time.
I read that on like one of those SeaWorld signs one time.
SeaWorld.
You would be surprised to know that most of the penguins live in actual like tropical climates
with manatees.
Like, they live in like the Mediterranean and the Galapagos and shit.
No,
they do.
No.
you really want to go Galapagos, Avi?
I'll go Galapagos.
He's been throwing Galapagos around. That might be the third time Galapagos has been said this podcast, and that makes me smile.
Do you guys not respect Galapagos, man?
I don't even
know where that is.
That's the forefront of nature,
man.
It's
like
Galapagos.
that's where they buried Charles Darwin. Daryl Charwin is buried there, and
what's his name?
Daryl Charwin.
Oh my God, this has gone so far down syndrome. It's not even funny.
And that's why the evolutions happened.
That's what I heard.
I read that in a book that the evolutions happened because Daryl Charwin was buried Galapagos.
Yeah,
and then it just spread from there.
Yep.
Right? The tree of life happened or something?
He was buried on that island, and then...
His ashes, made all the animals.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And then there was, like, stars that rained down.
It was all pretty beautiful.
You guys never heard that one?
Oh, no.
No?
What cult's this from?
You guys obviously don't go to Christian churches.
Being a human.
This is like, this is real Christians. They that's what they believe. They're all about their
Christians don't believe in Darwin.
Yeah,
crazy.
No. I didn't say to him. I said Daryl Charwin. Charles Mitten Smacker.
Smitten. You meant to say Smitten.
What is happening?
Okay, Charles Mitten Smacker.
He's got a Darwin crush.
Oh my God.
It's been plaguing him.
The evolution, though.
Okay, seriously? Okay, but...
Do we believe in that?
I don't know, but I have a serious topic here.
Come on. I don't care about your topics.
Doctor Who.
We can talk about Doctor Who all day long.
Did you catch up?
I'm not quite there yet.
You didn't watch it yet?
I'm still the one episode away. I haven't... I'm waiting on Teresa, you know.
You're not there yet?
Yeah.
Which episode? What was the last one you watched?
Well, I've seen the... What's his name? The old dude that's Hurt.
That's the new one.
The new guy, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, John Hurt.
Well, no,
in the last one,
you're wrong.
He has not seen that yet.
Oh, well, why do you say
John
Hurt?
I saw the last episode of. This season, we can talk about this off.
Not he hasn't.
Oh, you mean you saw the preview for the final episode with John Hurt?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, that's where I'm at.
I mean, we could talk about it. We can ruin it all.
Come on,
if you want to.
Fuck monkeys.
Yeah. There's Doctor Who podcasts. For
I will say that the new...
I still want to talk about it every
that
now
That episode
then.
Was brilliant. The new episode.
The 50th
anniversary. Yeah.
It honestly was. I'm not going to lie.
It was baller as fuck. And I will say that as blatantly as I can.
And the Christmas special is called Time of the Doctor, correct?
Something like that. Yeah, it's something like that.
And
which
I'm sorry
I'm excited
that I know
about
nothing
that
about
too.
Doctor Who.
Bubble Girl. But also Bubble Owen.
See, there it is. There's number two. There's number two.
What's up, Bubble Girl?
Bubble Girl is obviously named for, you know, being trapped in a bubble. And
there are a lot of people that haven't gotten into Doctor Who.
I know it's a series that's been going on for a while. I just never watched it.
For a while?
I was watching classic Doctor Who before coming over here. I was in the Three Doctors, old school.
Yes.
It's like four episodes.
Man, Doctor Who's... You know, I'm a Brit, but my dad was into it when he was a kid. It's always like there's stories about like the old stuff too, and then you go back and watch some of that. And my dad, you know, when the Daleks like first arrive on the scene, you know, for the very first time, he was there for that, and just he remembers just running behind the couch as like a kid, fucking hiding, and like it was a serious thing though, you know, like that they were the most intimidating creature by far that he had ever seen, and Doctor Who has that potential. It always has and always does. You know, the Daleks are always awesome. They're to me, I mean, that voice, the exterminate, the blah blah blah,
exterminate. Holy shit.
You can't do it that great.
Exterminate.
Wow, that was actually
the doctor. They do that weird like inflection too.
Doctor.
That's pretty good.
Man,
Bane here. Bane.
I'm not. I can't do it.
Oh, the Bane, yeah, Bane. I've not done Bane in a while. Bane's.
I need technology to bring out T-Pain, though.
Oh, technology does need to pop. Oh, we do. Next time. We do need to do some T-Pain. Man, you guys are
boobs.
You guys are the worst guests ever.
That all went to hell.
Jack but. Just texted me, coming back, question mark. I feel like we're back. What? Aren't we back, Jack? Or is the show not
working?
This,
not on the, has none not? Of this actually been happening?
Son of a
it might not have.
I think we recorded it, I hope.
It's recorded, but okay. Are we live?
So it exists. That was a hot it does
mess.
Exist.
That was a hot
I don't
mess
quite know.
If it wasn't.
I know there's a Duncan that wants to call.
Duncan!
I know that there's a, I
call
know that there's
your
a
ass.
Jack.
D-Dog.
I have the phone up. I have the thing.
Oh,
you know?
Duncan.
Well,
I miss
well,
Duncan.
Well, we're here at the Badoom Badoombas.
Give me the Jenga.
Yeah.
Miss my boo.
I'll pull out that block Jenga. I should have plugged in the keyboard.
We should have. It's never too late, Ty. If
so
you,
far away.
If you get off your fat ass. How much do you weigh, Ty?
Man, I'm a cool 200.
Man. But you're like also
really?
6'9".
Maybe 195 at a lot of
yeah
points.
He's a big man. He's a tall man.
Well,
200 pounds.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was last time you were over, did we talk about this? You knocking your head on the ceiling? Like you forgot
happen.
Like to hunch, like, because you have to hunch. He has to hunch going through normal sized doorways.
I mean, not all, yeah, like that.
That one?
That's right at my height.
Yeah.
Like, I would run into
and
it.
And he skims the top, and he, like, gets a little, if he doesn't do a little hunch. Yeah.
So you got to remember to just kind of
duck down.
I wish that was my problem.
You totally forgot, though, the other day, and you did the whole.
I've hit my head on a lot of things.
I just see him. I turn around. I'm right in front of him. I turn around, and he's just doing the face, like.
I don't even remember this. It's awesome.
Like, it's like when you stub your toe against something, you know.
Oh, that's. Man.
Probably the worst thing ever. I'm fucking done with stubbing my toe.
Yeah, I'm yeah careful. I'm careful now.
I bruise my toenails real easily from doing that a lot.
I do that. I do I do the one where I get out of bed too quick sometimes, too, and I kind of like, I don't know what I do. There's something in my lower back that doesn't agree with, like, I'm getting old or something.
Oh, man. My back has definitely gone out, like, completely. And I know what you're talking about. You, like,
yeah
try to stand up and you're like, oh.
Shit. You gotta really, like, give yourself a second, you know, and, like, kind of.
Try
yeah
bending
man
over and doing makeup. My back
fucking
hurts really
I know
bad
what you do.
White girl chick problems. Try bending over.
Right?
Really?
Yep.
Really, Bubble?
Yep.
Makeup's the. Come on.
Hair's not so bad. Hair's, like, at the
I know
level
you're a
you
makeup
actually
artist and that's your job. But makeup, like,
you got it
in
easy
comparison to.
I know what happens on that
lifting
set
heavy
all
shit
of it.
You know,
But you're bent over for, like, a long period of time. I don't know. Being really tedious.
Sounds
yeah
nice.
How long have you been over?
I mean, it doesn't
sound how long would you
this
say?
This is what I get for choosing
how
your
long
time.
How long would you say you're
how long,
there?
How long you been over? How long have you been over?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like. What's the angle?
Did we God just destroy the show again?
God.
Ian, why did we come here?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Because we're terrible, but awesome
this
people.
Indeed. Ian, no. All in all, you're horrible to have on the radio.
I fucking hate you.
I like you as a friend. I feel like. You feel like you just want to come in here and start gaying up the place. And I
have done no such thing.
Oh, yeah. It's just like you've been throwing.
I feel gayer a little bit.
Isn't he throwing around the gay? Just like everywhere?
I mean,
like,
if he
totally
wasn't here, I wouldn't feel as
totally
fabulous.
Totally gaying it up.
You want to hear gayer? You want to hear gayer? How about, don't even. How about we discuss the chat roulette Miley Cyrus wrecking ball video?
We do need to talk about
we were
that
supposed to talk
so
about
you
so
know
much,
what? Let's
yeah
go there.
As I'm saying all this obviously as a
you know
joke
what?
Because it's very funny, and that the whole, I'm trying to bring up the whole point first off that you are actually a very ungay gay, and
yes.
I can't kind
sure,
of
yes, but I'm.
I mean, he falls into
gay
certain stereotypes of the true gay, but
certain ones, yes, I would agree.
But you know, overall, I'll give you what's his gayness on like 8 to 10.
You're asking me?
Yeah. I mean, what are we going with?
Did you say eight to ten?
I know. I'm like, what?
8 to 10 is a pretty...
Well, he's already at an 8, obviously.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
I guess I'd stay at an 8.
I fucking hate
if I had 8 to 10.
Stay 8 to 10. I think you might be 8.5.
You can go fuck yourself.
Katie, what do you think?
I don't play this game.
She's going to 10. She knows.
What do you think? No. What do you think?
I'd say you're a definite 7 or 8.
Wow. There is no. Well, all right. So you're -1 then. All right.
Yeah. You get the negative factor
fucking
from Katie.
Fucking wah waffle. Moving on.
And I don't even. We can't go into some of these stories, Ian, and we never should. There are certain things that you have told me that I want to unhear.
Well, that's not my fault.
And we won't talk about them here. I promise.
It's not my fault.
But you should probably talk about it.
We can't. No. We honestly
should probably
can't.
Talk about all of it.
That'll never ever happen.
All the things.
A lot of it's really gay too. And
pretty gay, but
oh Jesus Christ! Of course it's really gay. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm gay.
Oh, he loves.
It's gonna be gay.
He loves telling me the stories. He loves telling me the stories.
Well, you
do you love Michelangelo doing the Men in Black guy over here?
Does that rocker?
I find it as artwork. Really?
Okay, but really,
I did that. That was me.
It's kind of art.
He's ripping out his stuffing.
This is the most deranged
I'm sorry.
Conversation ever.
I don't, well, I don't know about what? Ever.
No, but what? Right now this went from gay to ripping out stuffing and ripping.
For those of you that can't see it, that you're listening,
you can see it probably.
Talking about my, it's a Ninja Turtle that is raping one of the characters, the little aliens from Men in Black. And he's, and he's holding on tight. And I like to think that he's ripping out the stuffing from his butthole.
Oh, God. That's so gay. Wow.
Ty's
that's a gay position
really
right there.
Working it there.
Actually, not so much that one. That doesn't work very well.
It's
actually.
Yoga. It's like a yoga move.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, wow. You gotta get the full headstand.
I can't even. I can't even deal with this.
I hope
somebody's watching. I love when we get this, this ultimate.
That's all Owen's fault. I take no responsibility.
No, I love when we get the guests that can't deal with it. And and when that happens, there is only one thing to do.
Oh my gosh.
And Ty. You're not even.
What is this?
You've never been
really
victim
scared.
To this.
I can't wait.
And this hasn't been done in a very long time.
God, what are you doing?
Can't wait for it.
Ladies and gentlemen that have been listeners of the show from the beginning will remember a little tradition known as shaking the bear.
I'm instantly very sorry that I ever mentioned it.
What?
I don't
through,
even know what this is about.
Through friends and, the original site has been taken down. Wow.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
that's so good.
It's
not that good.
This will happen.
I want to watch it.
Basically.
You don't have this.
It has been brought back to the attention of the Ono Radio Show and myself. That Shake That Bear needs to be reestablished, and there are certain people, all of which in the studio have not seen or witnessed or experienced Shake That Bear. If you're at your computers right now, I'm going to give you a link, but the original site, I think, is down, so let me just find it real quick.
What's in this Shake This Bear video?
I have no idea.
I'm a little scared about this.
Do you really not know?
No, I really have no idea.
Because I don't know.
Brian's the one that brought it up to me.
No, God. Brian.
Benoit.
He used to be known on the show as the Cajun Snake. All right, hang on. Must be 18 year old.
Is there porn in this?
Snort this.
Yes. This is definitely not
safe for
work.
Oh, God.
They've made it really hard to find this now. It used to be. It used to literally be yes. shakethatbear.com.
Your computer won't work after this.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I'm gonna do it on this one. Just hang on. I don't think this computer is good enough, actually. I think it might have already been tainted, so now I have to taint another one to see it.
That gnome really hangs off your MacBook. That gnome that's hanging off your MacBook right now.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
mean that gnome that you can see on top of your MacBook?
Yeah, I think you might be crazy, man.
What's that guy doing?
My gnome, don't. Out. I fucking like gnomes.
That's where he hangs out?
I hate elves. He hangs out everywhere. I don't like elves. I think they're gay. I think shelf elves are gay.
What?
I think they're the gayest thing ever. And I think lawn gnomes, if a shelf elf and a lawn gnome got into a fight,
what makes a shelf elf?
I don't know. They're gay as fuck, dude. They're spindly and
what the fuck?
Have these like bright eyes and shit. Like I never knew about them until like last year.
They don't look like gnomes. They aren't gnomes.
How are they gay as fuck, Owen? Yeah.
They're so feminine looking. They got these gay ass like fairy eyes. Like
gay ass fairy eyes. Is what they
that
mean.
Is not
and
their
they're
fault.
Skinny and spindly, and they're
it is
all
not
just,
their fault.
They're always in gay clothing. They're all they're just.
That's racist. They're sexist.
They're
or
a bit faggy.
Something like
they're
that.
A bit
something.
Faggy,
there's some sort of discrimination happening here.
Sexualist.
Go ahead.
I'm still trying to find Shake That Bear. So you guys.
Why are you doing that on that computer?
Every time I'm.
I'm trying to find
literally
Call of Duty
when I'm
Ghosts
looking it up.
This
is what I've just seen. Warning: your computer has been infected.
It's over now.
Oh my
it's
god!
Done.
It's all over.
Maybe that's a sign.
You know, I said something earlier.
Katie, do you know about shelf elves?
No, I don't.
No. Oh no!
Nope.
Oh my god! I can't believe I can't find Shake That Bear anymore.
I can't find Call of Duty Ghosts anywhere.
It's all over the place.
Harlem Shake That Bear? No, that's not
oh
the
God.
Same thing.
Give me
oh
that
God.
Harlem Shake. I want it.
Shake That Bear? Snort this.
We should
snort.
Do a Harlem
Did you
Shake
say
video.
Snort this?
That's a website.
Snort this. Oh, God, yes.
Snortthis.com. Right. Oh yeah. Seriously.
Free publicity.
All right.
Yes.
Wouldn't be as satisfying .com.
Damn, it's not doing
I'm
it.
On Redbox.
I think it might be gone.
Is
I
it?
Don't know that there's
when's
a
come
shit
out.
There.
It's already out.
I was gonna say I thought it was out.
No, I'm reserving that shit right now on Redbox.
All right.
Go to checkout.
You're going ghosts on your Redbox.
I'm pretty good at finding things on the internet, and when something is like this gets taken down, it.
Are you watching porn?
I mean, it is porn related.
You're just watching porn right now.
No, I'm not. I'm
I can tell you're happy about
I'm
it.
I'm trying to find Shake That Bear, and no one seems to know
it's
where
a sign.
It is anymore. Yeah, maybe it's gone.
Maybe. Oh. Maybe it's a sign we need.
Oh, that's
to
the song.
Chat roulette.
I think that's in there.
Chat roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah, chat roulette.
I'm not doing chat roulette. It'll be weird with all the mics and stuff.
Okay, we don't have to do it, but. Let's talk about the chat roulette.
That's
wrecking
what I
ball.
Mean.
I mean,
the wrecking ball
we
video.
There. We were there.
It was pretty.
It
good.
It is funny. I mean, we've. I don't know. I feel like everybody's already seen it.
I just watched it before we came back.
I just saw it like
it was
earlier,
good.
Like yesterday. Actually, I just saw it yesterday. That's the first time I've seen it. But this guy apparently does other videos. He's done Katy Perry's Peacock.
Yep.
And
firework.
He did firework. He's did
hilarious.
Another song. He did a song in the Apple Store using their computers with other cameras around
that
him.
That was firework, yeah.
But he also did a reading in a classroom of firework as a like a class project.
Steve Cardinal, man.
Like,
yeah.
The dude's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I saw his Call Me Maybe one, too.
Oh, geez.
I think I saw the MacBook one. I remember seeing one in the Apple Store, but I don't remember why I watched it.
He's so funny. And apparently he's a well-known drag person.
Yeah, well, he looks terrifying with the shit he does on that fucking shit, so I don't
know. Well, I'm sure
know.
That's not serious, but like I'm sure that's why he has a lot of women's
I do not
clothes.
See how that guy could be in drag. No, no.
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
With his armpits? No, no.
Yeah, he still seems straight to me.
Yeah.
But I can't really tell, but
you can't put your finger on it.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to put my finger on
it. I cannot believe I can't find Shake That Bear anymore. Well, like the internet has literally
failed you.
Done away
you fail
with it.
Fail at life, really, is
no,
what happened.
I feel like the internet has. There are
you
links.
Should probably
there. There's
quit
tons
everything.
Of pages that it used to be on, right? And everything's been stripped. It's
apparently,
weird as fuck. Like, how
that's
does
really
that happen?
Crazy, then.
It's seriously what I'm going through right now. Like, it was probably just hosted in one or two places, and once they got rid of that, that's what happened. But can't believe nobody's really hosted it. I'm looking up, like, I mean, oh yeah, I think I got it. Oh. Hang on.
How's that big drink?
Did I find it? I think I found it.
Huh?
That big drink looks like it needs needs more drinking.
My drink.
Yeah, I see.
I'm getting there.
All right, hang on.
I just ran in Call of Duty. Done. I love my cell phone.
This should work. Hang on.
Oh, great.
I'm going to be up all night playing video games. I'm going to have to go to work in the morning. I'm going to be tired.
I've surprisingly laid off video games. Like, I was a big gamer for a long time.
I just play the main ones that come out, like the Halo games or Call of Duty.
I don't like
or
the Xbox
Gears of
controllers.
War.
I don't know.
You don't like Xbox?
I don't.
I like Xbox, but
I like both of them.
Like.
I don't care. They're both. They
I have both, and I like them both.
PlayStation and Xbox both have their benefits, you know.
Yeah,
so it just depends on what you want to play.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
Upon the new
this?
Generation, though, I haven't been able to decide yet.
I'm building a video wall in my shop tomorrow that is 16 by 9.
Yeah.
And hooking up an Xbox One. It's an HD video wall. And
yeah.
Plugging it in.
It'll be fun.
Setting up audio and having a Killer Instinct tournament between the people in my shop.
Nice. Nice.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh no. No.
Ah, finally.
Oh god. Owen. I can't see it. Your head's in the way. Your head's in the way. Move your head.
Woo! What is going on?
I see a chick with a gun. Oh, something's dead.
So they shot a bear.
Oh my god.
Oh.
No.
Is that bear still warm?
No, dude. Are you shitting me?
I mean, you know, you got a bear, you just shot it.
I don't give a fuck.
You're kind of horny. Because you shot a gun. You're like, what's up, girl? You get down on this bear.
This is ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous.
At least skin it first. And
what?
Use it as a blanket.
Well, it would be a sweet blanket.
Just saying. Or make it a rug for you to... Maybe that's how they're using it. They're using it as a rug. They just didn't fucking, you know, cut it off of it first. It's a rug.
Best video ever.
Okay, I have to admit, that's a little better than what I was thinking. Because
I was really scared.
I was not prepared for that, but I was thinking something way worse.
If they brutally kill a bear, and they fuck on the bear, I mean, I don't know.
Dude,
it's not like what
honestly,
I want to go out and do tonight, but if I were to shoot a bear just because I had to, and I had this incredibly... sexy woman.
They had music on that, just on that version there, and you don't hear him sing. I mean, the whole point is you do hear him saying, shake that bear, you know? And, yeah.
It's ridiculous, but
so you didn't
it still
quite
makes me smile.
Get the full impact of the whole thing. Needless to say, the bear has been shook 3 times tonight.
God.
It shook that bear.
We all did a shaky shake. It still gets me every time I see it. I'm just like, why?
You would totally.
Teresa,
let's go camping.
Dead animal, man.
Oh, Teresa, I shot a bear. Oh, Teresa,
what if
let's
that
bang
thing
up
woke
bear.
Up? What if that
shake
thing
that
woke,
bear.
What if that thing woke up, though, man? I don't know.
Yeah, you just. Gotta have your pocket knife on you, you know?
Tonight, right, honey, we're gonna go bear shaking. We're gonna do some shaking bears.
Shake on that bear.
We're gonna do some bear shaking.
Oh, what's up, bear? You look warm and comfortable.
Bear shaking.
Yeah, warm and comfortable.
First, I'm gonna do some cow tipping. Gonna do some cow
back and
tipping.
Forth.
Now
back
I'm gonna do
forth.
Some
bear.
And now I'm gonna do some sheep.
Just
shagging.
Just gonna bottle it all down. Just gonna put it down that aisle. Ooh.
Ooh.
That got creepy as hell. That was good.
What the fuck?
What are you guys talking about? What?
What? What?
What?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I need more bear.
Oh man, I think this show's running its course.
Fine.
This show is
it's a train wreck. This, you guys just came in here second segment. You think you can just come in here and ruin it for me?
Why am I always ruining something?
Because that's what you're good at.
This is bullshit. This is fucking done.
Shenanigans.
You know what? No.
Go back and listen. We had a very crisp, very sensible first, segment.
Oh, it's all my
and
fault. You know
you
what?
Come in here.
You know what? No.
Falls apart.
I'm done.
He quits. He's quit.
Katie won, really. No. Katie won it all.
No, I'm not. Champion. I'm not listening to this anymore.
He's done.
The fuck up. No.
He's quitting? Yep. He's quitting.
Wow.
Hey, well, got about 30 minutes left, but
30 minutes.
No, it's been good. It's been fun. Do you have anything you need to promote, Ty? Do you have anything you want to say before we get?
No, I'm really sad. Art Basel's going on right now.
And you didn't get to go.
Damn it! I wish I was in Miami hanging out at Art Basel. But
I want to go to Miami and hang out at Art Basel.
We should go. We should just leave tonight. We should go. You want
to
go?
So what?
Oh, it's one of the biggest art shows ever.
It's like the biggest art.
It happens every year
in North America.
It's fantastic.
Well, doesn't it bounce around to different places? Or is
not really. No, there's one in Switzerland that's the grandfather of Art Basel. It's like the original one, and then Miami's kind of the second. And now they're doing one in Japan, I think. But
Japan Art Basel.
Japan.
Yeah, but oh man, it's
Japan.
Last year, that shit blew my mind. It, seriously, it was so much art
makes me
in
think
your
of
face.
Street Fighter.
It's a beautiful thing. It's happening right now. Art Basel.
Does Japan make you think of Street Fighter?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
A little bit.
They do that.
It's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Japan. Like word association, if you were to say Japan, Street Fighter would be my.
That's right where you go.
What would you guys go?
Cherry blossom tree? I don't know.
Gay.
I got nothing.
Go on.
What, when you think of Japan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Slanties.
Killer Instinct.
I was going to say Power Rangers. Cause
Power Rangers?
Because it was an old Japanese show.
It's from
Japan.
I guess so.
I don't think Power Rangers was Japan based.
I think that's pretty much American.
That happened over here.
I'm pretty sure that was made in America.
Yeah, that happened over here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're telling me Pink Ranger was Japanese? Fuck off.
No, I mean the show, obviously. I get it. But it was a Japanese idea.
I think that all happened over here.
Thanks, guys. What
Thanks,
about Made in China?
I had a lot of Power Rangers toys that I'm ashamed that I had.
My dad got mad once because I had... Remember, there was a guy that was like a big bat dude. He was gray. He was kind of like a gargoyle-ish bat. What was his name? Remember him?
Oh, man.
It was
glad. I'm actually glad I can't remember that right away.
I can't do it either. But my dad got mad because for some reason I fucking hated the toy and I threw it on the roof. And he got super pissed when he fucking came home. And I never thought he would see it. And he came home and first thing he sees.
Ian's penis is first thing he saw.
Is the fucking gargoyle toy sitting on the roof. But what do you do? I mean, there's not much defense. Like, he comes in, he's like, why is the thing on the fucking roof?
Yeah.
I What was my excuse?
I threw it up there. I was playing, and you know the gargoyle has to fly.
I think I made out it was some form of accident. Just much as the slime that I put on the ceiling one time. You ever do that?
Slimed the ceiling.
yeah, did that one time.
That's an explosive ejaculate, sir.
Nah, I was talking about the Nickelodeon slime.
Nah, I thought you were talking about your penis.
I've slimed a lot of things. I don't think I've ever had that much propulsion.
I was going to say.
Can you not be fucking right behind me right now? If you're gonna be on the show, you need to sit down and do it, or you can sit outside.
See, this is the angry end.
This is me and you's relationship now on the podcast because you made it that. You made it terrible. You came in here and you just shit all over the everything, you know.
He's sitting down. Gonna make some sounds with the mic when he moves it around.
Sure is. You know, he's gonna be super loud. He's gonna knock it around he thinks
he slid into it.
Jesus.
See, Katie has nothing to say.
This is never gonna end.
It's
a love and hate relationship. We love each other for the first part and then we hate each other for the second part. That's how it goes. It is what it is.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a wonderful show.
You did it.
It's been nice having all of you here. But it is time to go.
All right.
Good second segment. Not as good as the first one. It was just me and Ty. But, you know, that's probably just because Ian was here. Bubble.
And I.
Bubs.
Always a pleasure having you sit down with us. Sorry we brought you out for an awkward, strange, Ian-filled second segment. Ian, I love you. I'm kidding!
I love you, too!
It's just time to go.
It is.
So, no, seriously, it's been fun. We love you guys, and we will see you soon on Ty, probably next week, same time, same place.
Hopefully. Something like that.
Vagina.
All right, cool. Well, we love you, and hit up the Facebook, you know, facebook.com/ononoradioshow. Donate money to us. There's a link over there on ononoradioshow.com. What else? No, that's basically it. Just give us money. I think that works.
Money makes the world go round.
Hey, we're good with money. We love you.
Love it.
Much love.
Good night.
Night.
Have a fantastic evening.
I need a bag of
waffle.